Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 53 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 58 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Node 2586 connected to node 502018.
NEWV mobile. NEWV T NEWV.
WAQM 2 meters in Ann Arbor, but I'm in Canton. I'm on my way back. That was something kind of simple.
Next flight on 3.1.
Was that about 3.1?
I'll reply on 3.1.
Oh, we should have known we could have a full duplex conversation.
I'm using the web version, the web version of Outlook. Gives me a problem I told you about the other day. It looks like it wants me to sign back in again. It's asking me to sign in to the wrong account.
Pretty low on modulation there. I get the impression you're... Anyway, I heard most of what you said tonight, the very end part I didn't hear.
Outlook, the web Outlook wants me to sign in again, but the account is choosing this customer, not my work account, but the vendor customer's account.
Okay, I think I got most of that. Your 60 hertz sound is louder than your voice.
There's a problem with Outlook, but I wonder why it's trying to go to the wrong account. And Google has my personal account logged in, it looks like. So I'm not sure how to get to my work account.
Yeah, mine's pretty easy. We use our own Exchange server. And, I have to log into other people's Microsoft accounts often, though, so I have to log those out or force it to use a different login somehow, but not with Outlook. But just the some other resources.
Well, normally, I mean, I normally have the issues where I have the customer account and the work, but it's not even letting me, it's not even asking me what account to use. So I did log into the account I was asking for, but now it's coming up with a different error. There's got to be something just wrong here. Okay. So you just plug the appliance back into the wall?
No, they have this one server that's connected to it. It uses Wi-Fi as a connection. Bad idea to begin with for what they're doing, but it's low bandwidth. But they had a vendor remote it in and worked on it, and they got rid of my static IP address I had on it, and it caused all kinds of problems. They did the typical reset the network or whatever, from the wizard, went back to a dynamic IP. It's typical. So that server connects to a cloud service, and that's the vendor. It wasn't working this morning, I guess, but it wasn't working for anybody at any other site, so it was a local problem. But whoever the tech was still, kind of messed with stuff as if it was and didn't put it back. Annie WD. Your voice is getting a lot better on the last few.
Yeah, I don't know if I was covering up the mic or not, maybe. But usually when I do that, it goes down to like zero.
Yeah, it was close to zero for a while there. I had my volume all the way up, and it was muffled, and then that hum or whatever got worse.
Have you looked at any of the programming or the firmware for like the Quangsheng or anything, the actual code?
Negative. I've just been a user. You?
Yes, if I did, is that what you said to you? I don't know, I may have looked at it originally, but recently I was thinking about looking at it. I was wondering if you could take the satellite stuff from the GED-777 and hear, you know, on that radio.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that. I mean, I saw the link you sent me. It's quite a few pages. And I, you know, to read that more in depth. I do have one of those exact radios. I think it runs on a couple different ones.
Oh, that firmware is written for?
An AWE. Yeah, I have an actual GD-77.
I don't think they're available anymore, are they? They're out of production, I think. Maybe.
You know, I haven't really looked or paid attention, and I got that one quite a while ago. And there you go. Somebody transmitted with like sound like background noise of some kind. I just said, and there you go.
See if it's still available. The firmware looked cool. It looks like Radio Oddity has them for $110. You know what you paid? Was it a more expensive one or like a $30 one or something?
It wasn't 30 because it's full-blown DLR. It was like 70 when I got it. So it was a dual band, you know, that particular radio's SDR receiver. But dual band DMR radio for $70 back when it came out or when I got it.
Result didn't show it.
So somebody else was selling it for a little over 100?
Yeah. Radio Oddity. There's also the GD-77S, which is not available. It looks like it doesn't have a display or anything.
Yep, got AWE semi on, please. Got the wrong side of the mic here.
Node 2586 disconnected. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
KACAC, listen.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees.
NAWV. NAWV.
Node 2586 connected to node 502018.
NAWV mobile west of Ann Arbor.
Megmouth's doing pretty good west of Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I'm on W8UM repeater, so I typed that in.
Sounds slightly off frequency or maybe over deviated or something.
Yeah, it sounds like this radio is loud. Is that better?
It sounded the same, but I need to hear it a little bit more.
Okie doke. What you up to? Did you get through your meeting and everything?
Yeah. A couple of them. Tried to have a third one, another one, but our guys weren't available.
Okay. You had to drive out west a little bit to go pick something up. I'm headed back.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, to me it sounds like you're off frequency a little bit. You're higher, you know, the peaks in your voice sound crackly almost, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to give it a back monitor, listen through this system when I have a chance and see what the deal is. It's, sounds normal when I'm on 440 direct, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be switching to that in a little while when I get in range of it.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know, but maybe you're in a wider bandwidth mode than the and that repeater is on, or something like that, too, maybe.
Yeah, the repeater should be normal wideband. That's the mode I'm in. Also, most of you have asked if it was too high a frequency or too low. You probably would have just said yes.
I doubled with you.
I was going to ask if it sounded like it was too high in frequency or did it sound like it was too low in frequency. And you would probably just say yes.
Yes.
So what's the rest of your day look like? Or feel like?
I'm going to write up the scope of work. I want to cut the grass today. Work it's getting long. Not as much daylight as we used to.
Yeah. Ours is, it's been worse, but it's really long right now.
I was intending on putting some seed down and all that, but the leaves are falling. I don't know if that we don't really have much chance to grow.
Probably feeding it for next year. I might mess with getting on the roof on Saturday.
Well, Saturday morning, afternoon, I'm free until about 4 or 5 o'clock. Ish, plus or minus a little, I don't know, if you're looking for company.
Yeah, that would be good, especially if Heather's not around. I'd don't want to go up there, you know, with nobody home or whatever. But yeah, that'd probably be really good.
I'm trying to do something in the evening with the kids, I think that's still on. I'm working Saturday or Sunday morning, afternoonish. Yeah.
Okay. If plan changes on Saturday where you're over and then you end up not going anywhere, we can possibly mess with the 6 meter stuff if you feel like it.
Okay, cool.
Have you heard from Dennis at all?
Doesn't like me.
Yeah, that reminds me, I'll make sure that IP phone is ready for you on Saturday too. I just gotta reprovision it a little bit.
Last time I heard from Dennis, he was at your place or something, he told me about it. Yeah, I just moved a Cap 2 on the counter for last month or whatever.
Yeah, the analog adapter's all set. All you gotta do is plug a phone into it and power. It should work. Ethernet. Sorry, I got my volume. You're too low for the road noise. I got the volume all the way up.
It's probably covering the mic hole again.
Yeah, any LBV. If that's the Bofang 16 channel one, it's really easy to do that, as I discovered. I like them though. I like the lightness and small, whatever of it. It's kind of neat. The PGT is a little bit, you know, wonky. I gotta press a little bit harder or whatever, but I got used to it.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't like not knowing if it's on or not. When the battery's dead. What channel's which. Kind of fun to play with.
Yeah, I've been meaning to turn the voice prompts on just to see if it gives you like a warning before the battery dies or not, or much of one.
Well, I think it was a low battery, I'm almost certain, because it wouldn't transmit. It was beeping. I let it go. Normally I swap it out in the morning and then at night. But I let it go, and when they started beeping, it's the same tone it makes when it turns on.
I must not have mine set up right, because mine just suddenly dies. It doesn't beep or anything. I thought it beeps when I change channels, though.
I don't remember if there was an option in the chirp, for that or not.
Yeah, I think the only options in chirp are the beep on and off and the voice prompt stuff. I already told you about the last night's ISS pass.
Yeah, that was a good one, that 13 degree one. There's a low voltage inhibit transmit I have turned on. I have a high voltage inhibit transmit turned on.
Yeah, I turned both of those off. And it definitely just dies. I don't know what that, I think the receive dies too at the same time, but I'm not sure if it still receives and doesn't, it definitely doesn't transmit when it dies.
Huh. wonder if my beeping though had to do with the low voltage inhibit transmit option. There's an alarm that's turned off, an FM function that's turned off. It has like a special chip in here for FM, right? Like a separate receiver. That's the impression I got when I was looking at the chip number, looking for a data sheet.
Yeah, I got the FM turned off. I never tried it. I don't know how you would tune or whatever, if it's buttons on the side or... because the knob's not continuous. So it must be like the side button or something, maybe.
It just chooses for you.
Yeah, it also might be that you have to pre-program them in there. I don't know. I don't think the... well, I didn't read the manual, so I was going to say I didn't think it was in the manual, but I should probably look at it.
I thought there was a setting in here for FM. The side key button doesn't have that as off, monitor, transmit power, or alarm. Maybe it's because it's not checked. Let's see, change the options. Guess not. Maybe I'm thinking of the clawing machine or something.
There's no option to turn this play on. I haven't seen it in person, but there's some radios that have like a display, like maybe LED or whatever, but through the case, like the case is transparent enough where it still looks black or dark and then the numbers shine through it or something.
What? Really?
Yeah, I think there's a number of common radios, but there's a number of radios that do that. They have this sort of, small cell lift to them or whatever. It looks like they're designed to shine through the case a little bit.
I've seen some equipment before where they've had status lights that aren't really, I guess, meant to be seen outside, but you can kind of see it through cracks and switches or whatever. Oh, I think it's my battery, one of those batteries I bought recently has something like that, where I noticed the light was flashing on the inside of the box.
At AWE. If I find one of those radios I'm talking about where the, you know, the case has channel LEDs or signal strength or something underneath the case itself where you see it shine through, I'll send you a photo.
Yeah, my Motorola FM300 is like that. W10PT.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dan. That looks like a cool radio.
Yeah, I've been kind of half listening along here. Figured I'd chime in. Yeah, I've had that SL300 for, a lot of years now. I can't believe I've had it that long, but bought it new at Dayton several years ago. Got to be almost not 10 years now. Yeah, looks like a blank front radio until you hit the channel up or down button and it scrolls the channel through the, hidden behind you, the front there, where you change the volume, you can see the LEDs show what the volume level or battery level and that kind of stuff. All right, how'd you guys carry on? WTPT?
Hey, WV. The repeater does have the BTMS working on it, but you get that intermittent, it's not as bad as it was before. You get the audio dropping out in the stream a little bit. So I heard it in your voice, and I hear it on the repeater link messaging. Here, I'll pop it one time, see if it does it. Or not.
Node 5020 18. Node 47159. Transceive. No.
That assumes you're listening on 523, Dan. You're probably not, so you're probably not hearing the audio dropouts.
started going nuts. I know, we flew past the window or something. Who knows?
Cool, dogs are welcome here, as far as I know.
It does, to me, like he's breaking out of the passband or something.
Yeah, didn't want to interrupt the conversation there. Hey, just take a couple, snap a couple pictures of the SL300 here, I'll let. All right, I'll catch up with you guys later. W2TUT.
Yeah, take care, Dan. We got, of course, Tom LBT in here, and enjoy the interruptions. Over to Tom and LBT.
I'm not sure if I made it. Maybe I doubled with someone. And Dan, if you got a second, does Steve sound distorted, either off frequency or over deviating or something, or is it just on my end?
Steve's audio is a little hot. And I'm sorry, I had something distract me. Now I know what the dogs are working about. The neighbor in the in the house next to us is moving his car in the driveway there. But yeah, I could give a comparison. I'll run downstairs real quick and get on the local mic on my link radio that I'm able to point this direction.
Cool. I looked up that SL300. I see like that channel number sort of, it looks like it's designed, well, it's designed for that, right? Maybe they want another way to do that.
Yeah, and I see it being done on some knockoff radios now too. They must be, I don't know who did that first, but it looks kind of cool and different.
Kind of reminds me of my cat on the car. Kind of blends in to the eighth B pillar panel. Until you touch it, and it lights up.
All right, I just grabbed the local mic on a link radio in the repeater rack in the basement here. So here's a little audio comparison. So Steve and I are both going in on 523 right now. I'll be a 2PUT.
So you got some hiss there in the background, I guess, whatever.
Good afternoon.
I think I hear it on you, but I hear something on you, but it's not as
mostly
evident. Mm. And I'm not sure if I'm hearing it with this. So, I guess I don't know.
Hey, WD. I'm hearing, it's not doing it now, of course, now that Dan's paying attention to it, but there's like a definite audio drop. What I'm hearing is on the receive, the repeater itself transmit audio. So if it's periodic, comes and goes. It seems particularly bad on the readback of anything. I'll hit it once here.
Node 5 0 2 0 1 8. Node 4 7 1 5.
Not doing it now right now.
Transceive. Node 2 5 8 6. Transceive.
That's perfect right now at the moment. It's not even doing a little.
All right, well, just a little thought here. You run a PLD code? Just curious, because I know some radios are a little more prone to the decode dropping out with modulation. That's weird. I've experienced that on a couple of radios. It took me a little while to figure out what was going on. Yeah, I know my signal from the link radio here isn't the best. The cylinder mounted on a post on the deck, and you know, the base of it is it about 7 feet? Well, it doesn't, height makes right, so there isn't a lot of right with that.
Hey, WD, no, I'm not doing PLD code on my receiver here. And the repeater's definitely not doing it now at all at the moment. Give me a little bit on the courtesy tone. No, it's really not doing it.
Node 5020.
There you go. It did it there.
4759. Transceive. Node 2586. Transceive.
Wow, that's interesting. That almost sounded like the voice, the synthesized voice was stuttering a little, like the processor was lagging. Yeah, I'm hearing it on all audio, so I just heard it on here for a little bit. I hear it on the courtesy tone, and I hear it on the, read back. And then it goes away and comes back, later, because it's kind of intermittent. In the audio processing. Yeah, I've heard audio hold before, but I haven't heard voice data set. I'll let you guys carry on. I'll put it in restart at the later. I think that's really a quality day for work. This has been a long week. Got enough headaches for the day. That's what you could see there.
Node 2586 disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 70 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 66 degrees.
KB8JBD, KB8JBD, on the Aero machine, excuse me, not on the Aero machine, on the U of M repeater. This is KE8TWD.
KB6NU.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 53 degrees.